Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another English podcast episode with Teacher Monica. So I am here to help you guys become more fluent in your English conversations, to build confidence, and help you guys navigate the English speaking world with ease. In this podcast episode, we are going to be diving into a bit more of a beginner English conversation lesson, and I'm going to be sharing some insights and tips and tricks with you guys to help you build your confidence and speak with more fluency. So whether you guys are chatting with friends, attending a job interview, or just ordering your favorite coffee, by the end of this podcast, you'll be equipped with the tools you need to speak with poise and assurance. So let's get into it. One of the things that I want to touch on are the building blocks of confidence. So the first step to gaining confidence in English conversation is to lay a solid foundation. So tip number one is to start small. Begin with basic greetings and everyday phrases. You guys don't have to jump ahead and feel like you need to know all of these things at once. It's okay to take things one step at a time and go slow. So what you can do is you can start by practicing these small, everyday, basic phrases until they become second nature. Things like, hello, how are you? I'm fine, thank you, and goodbye. Those are obviously great starting points, and you've probably already mastered those if you are able to understand everything that I'm saying in this podcast, or at least most of what I'm saying. But things like that, phrases that are short, sweet, and impactful, those alone can help you guys to build a great, solid foundation. Tip number two is to learn key phrases. Memorize essential phrases for common situations. Ordering food, asking for directions, making purchases. These scripts provide a safety net for real-life practice. And number three, and this is probably like my favorite on this whole list because I think it's actually the most important one, it is to embrace mistakes. So every error is an opportunity to learn. Native speakers are often understanding and can help correct your mistakes. So don't be afraid to slip up. It's how you grow. If you guys look at a small child, children do not speak perfectly when they are starting to acquire their native language. They make mistakes. They don't conjugate subjects and verbs properly. They might even refer to themselves in the third person, but it's fine because that is how they are learning, and it's the exact same thing with adults. The difference is children don't care if they make mistakes. They're fine with it because they don't even know that they're making a mistake. All they care about is that they are able to communicate, that they are able to be understood. Their goal is to get what they want. And even if it's using two words, three words as little children, all they care about is getting what they want. And so in a sense, like in a way, we do want to become like small children in the fact that we lose that fear or the embarrassment of making a mistake. And actually, a lot of the times, native speakers might even find it beautiful to hear an accent being spoken in their native language. A lot of people do appreciate when people put forth the effort to speak in their native language. Now let's get into pronunciation. And one of the things is, you know, obviously to be understood, clear pronunciation is crucial. However, don't worry, because perfection is not the goal. Being understood is. So kind of going back to that childlike thinking, their goal is not to be perfect, it's just to be understood. It's to communicate effectively. So with that, let's go on to tip number four, which is listen and repeat. So what you guys can do is listen to native speakers as much as possible. There are podcasts, songs, movies, and obviously YouTube videos. They are all gold mines for authentic language. Pause and repeat phrases out loud. Tip number five is to focus on troublesome.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sounds. So identify sounds in English that don't exist in your native language and practice them. Tongue twisters can be a fun way to practice tricky pronunciation. Another thing is tongue placement. So in the English language, there are those TH sounds where you put your tongue in between your teeth, and there are different types of TH sounds. Now, in some languages, those sounds simply don't exist. And I've come across people where it's actually very uncomfortable for them to put their tongue in that placement between their teeth because it feels so unnatural. However, doing that will help you to pronounce things correctly, and it'll also help you to sound more like a native speaker, if that's even what your goal is. I know that that's not everyone's goal. I know for myself, I do speak another language, and I don't mind having an accent. It's part of who I am. But obviously, I would like to get as close to the pronunciation of a native speaker as I possibly can. And for me, it did not happen overnight. It took a really long time. And there were certain sounds in my target language that were just weird to me because in English they don't exist. I felt very strange making certain sounds or pronouncing things a certain way. But eventually, like, I got over that and I realized, okay, if I really want to attain the fluency, the pronunciation, get to that point, that objective of mine, that I need to really not be afraid and not feel weird. And so the only way that I was able to do that was constant repetition. And I listened to a lot of podcasts in my target language, lots of YouTube videos in my target language, so that I could hear the pronunciation and I could repeat and copy. And another thing that I did that was really super helpful was that I actually listened to those things or to my target language, like, about things that I was actually interested in. So cooking, working out, things of that nature, so that I didn't get bored listening to it. I didn't lose my focus. It was actually really helpful for me. And then tip number six, so you can record yourself to see what you sound like and then play it back so that you can assess. And then, so you can listen to, like, a native speaker who's saying it and then listen to your recording. I've actually done that, and it makes a huge difference because there's been times when I thought, oh yeah, I'm saying this right, like, I sound great. And then I listen to myself and I'm like, wow, that was really bad actually. And it pushed me to want to really work on my pronunciation and repeat over and over and over until I finally got it. Listening to yourself can actually be really humbling, especially when you think, like, you know, so highly of yourself, which I know I did. Like, at the time, I was like, oh yeah, I've got this. I know this language. Like, I know I'm saying this great. And then I listened to myself and I was like, yeah, that's not good. It's actually really awful. But over the years, I mean, I've definitely improved. And just like, you know, any language learner, regardless of the language that they're learning, with time, lots and lots and lots of practice. I think the mouth muscles, the tongue, the mouth, like placement, the movement of the mouth muscles, cheeks, all of that, the lips, those things, when I was learning, well, and I guess I'm not even going to say like, oh, I'm not no longer learning. I feel like I'll be learning my target language for the rest of my life. But it is with the constant speaking, the constant repetition that I feel like my mouth has become more and more comfortable, like my mouth muscles, my tongue, all those things that become more and more comfortable with speaking the language. So that being said, if you guys don't have anyone to practice with, you should just talk to yourself. I know that sounds weird and silly, but it's actually really helpful. And like even for myself, I actually think in my target language at this point because I speak it so often now. And I, you know, like when you begin learning your target language, translating is very natural. You translate things and so on. But the more that you use the language, the more that you speak, you will eventually stop translating. And yes, you eventually start thinking in your target language, believe it or not, if you're surrounded by it constantly, like if you're having that day-to-day contact with your target language, you will start thinking in that language. And I noticed, like for myself, I kind of flip back and forth. Like I will think in my target language and then think in English and so on. And I immerse myself though. Like I speak it on a daily basis, probably. There are times I would say I speak my target language more in an entire day than I do English. And like even in the car, I'm listening to my target language music or even like multiple languages. Even one that's like I can speak, but it's not necessarily my target language. So just by doing things like that, it's so effective. Like it is going to help you so much. So talk to yourself. If you don't have anyone to talk to yourself. And going into that, I'll go into tip number 8, which is if you don't have anyone to talk to, then try to find some apps. And nowadays, it's like so easy to find people to speak with. You can download so many different apps. Because I have like solid conversations in my target language, I no longer use them. But when I was starting out, I held on so tightly to those apps because it's all that I had in the beginning. And as a beginner with the English language, like those apps are really going to help with building your foundation of language learning. So obviously there's Duolingo, which is great for like self-paced study, super, super amazing. It's personalized. I think they do a really good job at like keeping it interesting with the levels and, you know, competing with other people. I think they do a great job with that. And then I think like for actual language exchange apps, I think there's like Tandem. I don't know, you guys, it's been a while. So yeah, I'm not sure. But I'm if you just go on your phone to like the app store, you can probably find, you know, like English app or whatever, English speaking app. And then from there, tip number 9 is you can join an online community. So like Telegram groups, Discord groups. I mean, there's so much online these days that like when I was starting out with my target language, I will say there just wasn't as much available as there is today. So learning a language is amazing. Like if you're learning now, oh my gosh, imagine learning a language before. Like, and that's actually how I started, was I bought a book. I bought a book on grammar, and I actually already spoke a second language. So it was actually my third language that I was learning. And I bought a grammar book because like even 5 years ago, 10 years ago, there just wasn't that many resources available to us as there are today, you know? So anyways, joining a community like, I think Facebook has probably got tons of communities. And so, yeah, it shouldn't be too difficult. And then obviously like incorporating English into your daily life. So as I was saying before, like tip number 10 is just, well, you could, if you wanted to be like really A+ student, you could like label things in your house, or you can like use flashcards, but making your environment, you know, in such a way that it really facilitates your acquiring of the English language. As I was saying, like when you get in your car or if you're getting on the bus or whatever you're doing, if you have that time where you're like walking maybe to work, to school, whatever it is, just like flip on English, whether it's a podcast, music, something, so that you are listening to English. If you guys are on a bus and you have time to watch, you could watch a YouTube video, you know, just kind of try to take advantage of surrounding yourself with English as much as you possibly can. And that will, you know, help you guys in that next step towards thinking in English. And then this is actually, my last tip here is tip 11, but this is actually probably up there with the making mistake tip, which I think is so important. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Do it. Make mistakes. You will learn and you will grow. But tip number 11, set specific goals. This is really important. And there's actually a lot of science to prove that when you set goals that are attainable and clear, you are way more likely to reach them than if you don't set a goal, if it's like super vague. So the science shows that if you set a goal, like let's say, and I'm making this up, so it's not this, but you want to learn, you know, 200 new words in the next 2 months. That is a very specific goal. 200 words within 2 months. It's like losing, like some people, you know, they go to the gym, they want to lose weight. And so a lot of studies have shown like people that go to the gym and they're like, oh, I just want to lose weight, they typically actually don't end up losing it. It's the people that are like, I want to lose 15 pounds in the next 4 months or whatever, you know? Those are the people that actually see the results because it's very specific. There's like something to do with your brain and wiring. So be really specific with your goals. You want to learn 200 new vocabulary words in the next 2 months, or you want to be able to conjugate in every verb tense, you know, 20 new verbs in the next month, right? So you pick 20 words and you learn all of their conjugations in every single verb tense, and you do that in, you know, in 1 month, or whatever it is that you guys want to set for yourselves. Like you could even say, like, let's say that you're on an English language community app. You can say like, I want to meet 5 new friends that are speaking English or whatever your target language is. And I want to speak with them, you know, one person every day or during the week. So that's another goal. Like I want to speak to 5 people 5 days a week for an hour, or I don't know. I mean, obviously that person, you know, needs to be motivated just like you, and you guys can be on the same page. But anyways, those are the tips for you guys to help you to improve and build more confidence with your English conversations, with your English speaking. Just remember that language learning is not a sprint, meaning it's not short. It's a marathon, meaning it's long. It's gonna take a while. So take it one step at a time and celebrate the small victories along the way. So I encourage you guys to set a personal challenge. Try to strike up a short conversation this week, no matter how brief it is. And you guys can even, like, all leave a question on this podcast. You guys can leave a sentence or write something in there, you know. Even if it's a written short conversation, at least it's something. You guys are practicing your English. You are writing. By writing in English, you are thinking in English. Even if you are translating, who cares? It's fine. As you continue to grow, as you continue to study, you will, you know, eventually not translate as much, and then eventually you won't translate at all. It'll just be natural. So if you guys are able to, if you could please leave a 5-star review for this podcast, it does help to reach other English language learners and get the word out to them. And so just keep practicing, stay curious, and remember, confidence is not about being perfect. It's about the courage to speak up and the willingness to keep learning. And you guys have got this.